手机冇。
The doctor's office for just checkup or whatever. I gotta go back. I had the wrong insurance card.
Yeah, these days you gotta carry a half a dozen of those things with you, don't you?
It's at the first of the year, just like a name change and a plan number change, and I had the new card sitting there in the bill slot and never activated it, so I tried to call them but it didn't go through.
Hey,
I was just going to. It's just right over here by this Freer Hospital. It's pretty close.
I guess that's not bad. Well, it turned out to be a pretty day after all that dreary rain this morning. Did you go to work this morning?
There about 1:30 and then headed over here. I had a 2:40 appointment, so wasn't too bad.
One of the cameras lost its LEDs, and Ring doesn't give you replacement lights. You have to buy a whole new camera. So I was doing that this morning trying to beat the rain, and then now here in the afternoon it's nice and sunny.
One of your planes?
No, the house camera, security camera for the driveway.
Oh, yeah, I got several of those, but they're up underneath the eaves, so I haven't really had any issues with mine. But I got two of them that are running off of solar, though.
Two for 3 or 4 years. Amy said it's 5 years, so I'm thinking it's 3 or 4 years. But they said after it goes out of warranty, that's when you start having problems with them.
Man, it must be really nice out, better than I thought. It's a guy on a motorcycle in a sleeveless shirt.
Degrees. So, yeah, it has warmed up nicely. I was hoping this would stay this way till field day, till winter field day, but I think it's going to get back cold again before then.
Right. You going to be there?
Hang the club's antennas and set up the club radios. I don't think I'm going to bring any of my own. I think there's plenty of people bringing their own stuff that will probably need help, you know, getting altitude for their antennas. So I plan on being there for that.
I may swing by there just at least for a little while, if nothing else, to meet put some faces with some of the call signs, right?
That is very true. We've got a lot of new people that have never really met, other than, you know, last summer's field day, but not everybody made it out to that one either. So, yeah, it's a good opportunity to see people, sometimes for the very first time.
Close, and we've talked a lot, but I don't guess we've ever met.
This is true. Probably a mile and a half away from each other, or maybe 2 miles. I'm just right up 290 from you.
Behind that Greenville Tech, right?
Yeah, when I raise the multirotor up, you know, I don't even have to get up 100 feet, and I can see the Greenville Tech campus, the front parking lot and the back parking lot, both the front and back entrance. I can see the cars going up and down 290 from my house, and all I have to get up is about 100 feet. When I get up 400 feet, I can see it really good.
So that's next weekend, right?
29th. I guess that's not this weekend, but the next one. You're right.
And Susan's got going. Maybe we can slip over there just for a little bit because it's not far. It's just right out there at the end of 290.
And hang a right on Musk Creek going out toward 25 before you get to the end of 290. And you go down there past Boswell, and Musk Creek takes a hard right, and then it's like the second driveway to the left. So that's not far at all.
Hey, you ever see Johnny much anymore?
What's that one?
Was it W4? I forget what his name, what his call sign was. I want to say DY8, but I don't think that's right.
That's Johnny, WD4DY8, Johnny. He's the club president.
I worked with him out there at Fabrical, but I ain't seen him since I left out there. I ain't even got to talk to him on the radio, honey.
Telling him he needs to get, so he's moving, he's crankshaft broke on his truck. I guess you knew that, right? Affirmative. And he's got a new short block assembly for it. He's just got to put it off. He's got all the parts now. He just has to put it back together. But he's, like, changing vehicles around. He's even driving cars, if you can imagine that. But I think once he gets settled in his truck again, he'll get radio set up again.
Yeah, the first time I met him, he was over there at Advanced Automation. He's putting an engine in his, like a Suburban, I guess it was, and with a bunch of antennas on it.
And I think his son, Ray's grandson, Nathan, I think he ended up with that Suburban. I'm not sure. There's two Suburbans. There's a blue one and a tan one. And I think Johnny got the tan one and Nathan got the blue one. And before that, he had a Scout. He was, for many, many years, he had a green Scout. And I think Nathan got that Scout.
I guess it broke at work and he was doing that. Well, I've made it back to the doctor's office. I'm going to say 7-3 for a few minutes and let me go in here and get this paperwork right. And you probably make it back to the house, then you're probably almost there anyway. KN4 GFW.
I am. I'm sitting in the garage. That's good. Or in the driveway, about to pull it into the garage. Good talking to you. Hope to see you out there at field day. KN4 TFW4DJW.